It's Thursday, news listeners, and time for your Thursday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 20th of October, 2022. Here's the highlights from the best technology news that went on over the past couple of days, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Well, we're going to start off with Apple. And no event. Yeah, apparently Apple didn't feel that unveiling a new 4K TV and some new iPads was worthy of it. Starting off with the newly redesigned 10.9-inch iPad. Yeah, the new iPad. Lots of colors to choose from to start with. In a lot of cases, when Apple introduces colors, it doesn't go so well. Maybe it'll be different this time. Because now you got the choice of blue, red, yellow, or silver. Interesting enough, though, the new models actually use USB-C connectivity. And the home button? Yeah, it's out as well. Now you get Touch ID on the power button. The new iPad comes with Wi-Fi 6, and of course there's a cellular version too that supports 5G. However though, what it doesn't come with, an M2 chip. Now it's using the A14 Bionic chip, which hasn't made people too very happy, as it's the same chip that was used in the iPhone 12. On the 10th generation iPad, however though, there is the 12 megapixel ultra wide front camera, and an updated 12 megapixel rear camera, which now does 4K video. Now if you're disappointed with that iPad, let's bring on the Pro. This might make it even worse for you, as the new iPad Pro comes with that M2 chip and Wi-Fi 6E. The design, however, though, is no change. As with the 2021 refresh, the 12.9-inch iPad Pro, yep, you got that mini LED display technology. And along with the upgrade of the Wi-Fi, there's also an upgrade of Bluetooth that's 5.3 now, and now also supports more 5G networks around the world. The colors, however, though, completely the same as last time. Don't look for colors here. You got the choice of silver or gray. Storage tops out at 2 terabytes. Of course, you can get 128, 256, and 512 configurations too. And at the end of the day, it pretty much does it. The overall design, same as it was in 2018, 19, and 20, and 21, and yeah, okay. And then, of course, we move on to the new Apple TV 4K. Though the Apple TV 4K is less expensive now and has an A15 Bionic chip on board. Plus, there's the HDR 10 Plus support, a USB-C powered remote, and yes, that starting price, $129. Not too bad. That's for 64 gigabytes of storage, however, though. If you need a little bit more, which in most cases, most people do, the 128 gigabyte version, $149. Now, of course, you can pre-order all the stuff now, and most should be available starting November 4th. And finally, well, from Apple, we move to Motorola. Yep, kind of a train wreck, but hey, this is kind of cool. Motorola's got a new concept phone for us. No, it doesn't fold, it rolls. Yep, that's right. Roll it up, roll it down. At least that's what it looks like in the video demo we've seen online, all with just a press of a single button. The screen actually extends and retracts, and even the wallpaper moves right along to match it. As far as the video goes, though, we're only getting a glimpse of this thing. But what we can tell, the screen appears to wrap around the phone, rolling up from the bottom edge. And from what we can tell, no CGI here. This is an actual operational phone. We can also see it's about 6.5 inches when it's extended, and when it lowers down, it's just a little over 4 inches. As far as any more details, that's it. Motorola's not saying a damn thing. Pretty much they're just letting the video do the talking right now. Of course, there may not be much to say at this point. It's a prototype, and it may stay that way. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? We'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website for the British Tech Network, of course, britishtechnetwork.com. Check out the news show, the Mac show, the big show, and the photo shows over there too. Give us a like on Facebook, British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join the community at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way for your Friday edition tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on. But until then, have a great Thursday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.